Welcome to the second season of Pop Your Cultural Cherry. My name is Lawin and I am your host. In this podcast, we'll cover topics about cultural experiences and life hacks into integrating in Europe, encompassing topics such as student, career, or personal life. So join me as I pick up something new from other people's inspiring stories. Welcome back, everyone, to Pop Your Cultural Cherry. First of all, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys were able to spend time with family and loved ones, especially during this pandemic period. You know, it's really important that we cherish our relationships with other people so that, you know, we don't feel super lonely during this time. Anyway, so we'll be kicking off our new season. And as I mentioned, maybe you listened to my last episode, maybe you didn't, but I said that for the new season, for this year, I want to focus more on German content about Germany, the country I'm living in. And for our first guest, we actually have Jorge Robleto, or some of you might know him as George. And Jorge, he's originally from Edmonton in Canada. And he'll be telling us about his wonderful life down in the Black Forest. So that's a part of Germany that's well known for its nature, for its beautiful weather, for its like mountainous terrain, probably good winters and good summers. So Jorge will speak about, you know, his life living in a small village near Freiburg and what it's like living in more or less like rural Germany, if there's such a term, coming from Canada. So I think that perspective of his would be super interesting. So as always, let's get straight into it. I guess like the first question that comes to my mind, like when I know where you're actually living in Germany, which is not a very common place. Like when you meet people, you know, expats living in Germany, international people living in Germany, they tell you, you know, big cities. But it's quite rare meeting somebody who's really like foreign and then, you know, moved to like rural part of Germany, especially like some place as mysterious and magical as the Black Forest. So I think that to me is already like super special. So that's why I wanted to invite you today to maybe talk about this whole journey of yours getting to the Black Forest, why you wanted to live there in the first place. And maybe you could give us an insight to how your typical day in the Black Forest is.
Awesome. Well, it's great to be here with you, Lawin. Yeah, so my name is George. Well, I moved to Germany in 2016, and I lived in Hanover. My wife is from the north of Germany, so I was in a relatively big city, 500,000 people, and I was there for 2 years. I do not like the north of Germany. I'm sorry for anyone who has to live there.
Why is that, though? I don't live in the north of Germany. I'd say like I'm a bit like, what, center west? But North Rhine-Westphalia, I think, is pretty...
I'm kind of like joking, but kind of being serious at the same time. The weather is a big part of it. So I think not really having those real four seasons the way I remember them from Canada, where you have a real summer, you have a real autumn, a real fall, and then a real winter where you actually see snow. You don't get that in the north of Germany. You have four seasons of rain.
So one season.
basically. And that was really challenging for me to manage. It's just the eternal darkness. It's just always dark. It's always cloudy. I remember, I don't know if it was, I think the summer of 2017, there were, I think, 3 or 4 days of sun that entire summer. I think in August of 2017, I remember they have something called the Masch See Fest, which is a really big festival. But it was in the negatives. The weather was in the negatives during August. So I think this is the end of 2017. We take a holiday down to the Black Forest. And I fell in love with it. I come from the west of Canada. So I come from close to the Rocky Mountains. So for me, if I'm in the mountains, I'm at home. So growing up, I was always in the mountains. Like I connect home with mountains. The north of Germany is very, very flat. That's another reason I didn't like the north. Very flat. Not just the weather, but it's just like not anything interesting to see, in my opinion.
So I'm not very familiar. I don't think I've actually been to Hanover, but is it actually very green also? Or
well, yeah, that is one part. That is definitely, it's a pretty green city. Yeah, you can say that. But coming to the south, and I just fell in love with the area. And I said to my wife, because at that time, I didn't want to live in Germany anymore. I had already been in Germany for about a year and a half. And I told her, Jen, I want to go back to Canada. And we had already agreed, everything was set in motion that we were going to go back to Canada. I come to the Black Forest on holiday and I tell Jen, if you want to stay in Germany, we can do it, but it has to be in the South. 3 months later, we moved down to the South and we've been here for about 4 years now.
That's an interesting condition. So you didn't actually know anybody or have any friends or relatives?
Like, no, Jennifer area. Has no family here.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is, I work online. Jennifer also works online. So we can live anywhere we want. So we're not connected to a city because of work. We're much more flexible when it comes to that. And I did not want to live in the north anymore. So I said, if you want to, because my wife, she was very much bent on staying in this country. So I said, that was the condition. If you want me to stay in your country, we have to go to the South. And we did it. And it's, to me, been the best decision that I've made since I came to Germany 6 years ago.
And how does it compare now that you're actually living there? How does that compare to your, when you first visited it as just, you know, some trip to actually living there and maybe comparing it as well to your, you know, to Canada? Like, does it meet expectations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's everything I could have imagined and more. Of course, there's like, and maybe we'll talk about it later on in the conversation. But in general, one thing that I also really love about the Black Forest is you see snow. You see snow. It's full of snow right now. On the weekend, I spent the whole weekend just playing in the snow. You don't have that in the north of Germany. You're not going to see snow. So that also connects me with home as well.
That's true. I actually live in a very flat part of Germany. Luckily, I live not very far from the Eifel National Park. So that gets a lot of snow as well. So I'd say I'm like, I don't know, maybe like 15, 20 minute bus. You can already see snow. Now it's not snowing here, but if you move like 20 minutes, you see the snow. And you're right, it does give like a very different feeling of winter. I'm obviously from a tropical place and I didn't have winters to begin with, but I always imagined it being very, you know, white, very cold, make snowmans and snow angels and whatever. And unfortunately, I'm not able to do that as often as I'd want to. But yeah, I live, the nice thing is I'm not too far from if I ever want to build a snowman.
That's awesome.
Maybe you can tell us how that whole process went. So you liked it, and then what, you picked like a city, you picked a village, you started like, I don't know, canvassing for a flat, or how did...
So one of the things about Freiburg, it's a very, very difficult place to find a place to live, like extremely difficult. I think most German cities are very difficult to find a flat. Freiburg is at the top of that list. We got lucky because during our holidays in the Black Forest, we met a couple, Ahim and Doris, and we developed a liking to one another. Mm-hmm. So when we were considering whether to come down to the south, we talked to them and we said, if we come down to the south, would it be possible for us to stay in your house for about 3 months until we find our own flat? And they said, yeah. They have a really big house in the city of Freiburg, directly in the city. So we lived in their home and we started to look. But my wife did not want to stay in the city. She comes from a little village close to Hanover. So for her, it was always the plan to go out into the countryside. And I said, okay, right? Like, that's one thing you will learn in marriage. You have to compromise. You have to be willing to compromise. So I had to compromise by coming to Germany, but then she also compromised to come to the south. But then I had to compromise by going to the countryside, right? So it's a give and take. And then we found a house here about 25 kilometers away from Freiburg.
Okay. That's not so close. That's not It's too far.
The train will get me to Freiburg in about 15 minutes, so it's not too bad.
15 minutes, okay.
Yeah, 1:05.
Okay, so there's a train connection to where you live. Oh, okay, that's lucky, yeah. And that village, how... Is it like a super small village? Is it like a couple hundred people?
Yeah, maybe 1,000. I don't know the exact numbers, but it is a small village. And of course, that comes with its own challenges. But I've noticed, especially during the pandemic, the advantages of living in a small village where I have a big garden. One of the things that I struggled with when I lived in Hanover is we had our own flat, but we were in the university district called Linden. So lots of university students, very loud in the summers, lots of parties. So you couldn't even leave your window open in the summers because it's just so loud. And you're just like on top of people. You can hear the neighbors, and neighbors can hear you. They come and complain if you're too loud. Whereas here in the village, I have a house, I have a really big garden. During the pandemic, I could go on walks around the village or in the field or in the forest, and nobody bothers you. That's a huge, huge advantage for your mental state.
I can imagine. I also live like similar probably to your living conditions in Hanover, like kind of small. It's also a university city. So, and yeah, I get what you mean. Like having space during the pandemic is so important, you know, just being able to stretch your legs, especially if you're confined to being in your own like private property, then it makes so much sense to actually have a garden. I envy that, just how you're explaining Black Forest to me, and that's only the beginning probably. So you mentioned like one of the positive things to it, right? Especially during the pandemic. But do you actually have everything you need in that city or in that village, or do you have to like travel to Freiburg every now and then for some stuff?
Absolutely. So everything in life comes with pros and cons. There's no perfect situation. So what I do appreciate about living in the village is as you walk around, everyone will say hello. And that's very nice. It's really nice because in the cities, you don't look at people, don't talk to strangers. But here in the village, everyone is very polite to each other. So I really do appreciate that. But it's not really possible to develop friendships. It's not so easy to really get into their friendship circles. So I've lived in the village for about 3 years now. And I have one friend, which is my neighbor, and he comes from England. So we speak English with each other. But outside of that, I don't have any friends here. So in order to meet with people, I have to go to Freiburg. And that's not always so easy because of the train connections. They're not as consistent as if I live in the city, then you just take the Straßenbahn, then it's much easier to meet up with people. So, of course, that's definitely one of the challenges, social contacts. Not so easy when you're in a village.
But you know, you just mentioned that, you know, you in the village, people actually say hi to you. So I guess the mood is different, but I guess in general, that's my feeling of Germany as well. Like, it's really hard to get into social circles. So maybe it just also translates to living in the village that it doesn't get easier. Maybe people are more friendly on the outside, but getting into somebody's social circle is as difficult as it would be in the city.
Absolutely. No, I think Germany in general is not the easiest place to make friends. So it is a challenge for all of us. Yeah. In any corner of this country.
right.
But I can imagine just in the village, right? People, they just have their friends that they've known their whole lives. And they're now like, oh, who is this guy? They'll say hello. Everyone will say hello and be polite. But it doesn't really progress beyond that.
That's cool, though. Just saying hello is already.
That is really nice, to be honest. To have people say hello to you, it's a nice feeling.
Is it like mostly kind of like old people or young people?
Everything.
Everything. Okay.
Yeah, there's families here. There's all types of people. Because I'm not too far away from Switzerland. So there's people who they'll buy a house here in the village and then they'll commute. They'll drive to Switzerland for their jobs. So yeah, it's quite mixed. There's actually two different parts of the village. There's an older part where I live, and it's mostly old people. And then there's a part of the village which is a little bit more down. And then you see newer houses with families.
I guess that's why the real estate situation in that area is kind of difficult. It's because you live in the border, I'm guessing.
It's very, very expensive. I don't think my wife and I will ever be able to afford a house in this area. I think this is one of the most expensive areas of Germany. Very, very expensive.
I mean, you do share a border with one of the most expensive countries in the world. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Pros and cons.
Pros and cons. There's nothing perfect in life. But I think if you're able to focus on the good aspects, the things that you enjoy, you can really, really be happy here. Because as humans, we always default towards negatives, right? It kind of seems to be, you can meet 9 very nice people. If the 10th person is rude, that's the person you remember. So there's just something with human psychology that we focus on the negatives. And that can get you down. Because, of course, you will experience negative things in this country, for sure.
But was there anything that kind of like, that you weren't expecting, that now you're living there in a village in the Black Forest, a beautiful part of Germany? Is there something that you never really expected to, you know, to be experiencing or to experience?
That's a good question. If my biggest surprises happened in Hanover.
Oh, okay.
In those first 2 years that I lived in Hanover, I was shocked a lot. I'm like, what? Why? Huh? I don't understand. And I would take things very personally, right? Like, I come from a society which is extremely polite. Canadians are very, very polite. We're never going to tell you anything that will offend you or make you feel bad. We don't want that, right? We want you to feel good. And also in public, if you do something that is against the rules, nobody's going to tell you because it's not my business. So I remember coming here and then people like screaming at me if I was walking on the bicycle lane or if I crossed the street at the wrong place, and people just scream at you. And I'm like, whoa, what's happening here? So I experienced a lot of like cultural shocks or culture shock in Hanover. By the time I moved to the south of Germany, I knew what to expect.
Okay. So that transition between like urban and rural Germany wasn't as big as it was from Canada to Germany.
Yeah, Canada to Hanover was a huge cultural clash for me. But after I went through the fire of those 2 years, then I came on the other side and I said, okay, I can manage this. I can do this.
You know, now that you mention it, like Canadians being very polite, and there's always kind of some jokes in when you watch some movies or I think even in South Park, there's an episode about Canadians or something that stuck to my mind. But also makes sense that a lot of Asians are attracted to moving to Canada because they share that, maybe that similarity in terms of how you confront other people. Like, you don't actually confront other people.
Exactly.
And here it's the total opposite.
It's not easy.
I know how you feel.
Yeah. But nowadays I just brush it off. What did Taylor Swift say? Like, she has a song, Shake It Off. That's what I tell people. Shake it off. Like people will say things, but I think for them, they actually believe that they're doing something good for society by telling you, hey, you know what? Don't walk on the bicycle lane. Don't eat on the bus. Like, they feel like they're contributing to society. They're doing their part to make society safe and orderly. Now I see it from their perspective. But at the beginning, I just thought, oh man, these people are rude and they're just not nice. What's wrong? But yeah, it comes with time and experiences. And no, it's a good place to be. Germany is a really beautiful country. But there are trials along the way.
Yeah. It's just so different. That's the beauty of it. Like, you know, in difference, like, there's also a lot of beauty. And for me, this is how I see Germany. It's just the total opposite of everything that you were brought up to believe is like the right way to do things. Like, they have a totally different way of doing things, but, you know, to their advantage, it works. So, I mean, it's just us, you know, trying to figure out how to kind of adapt to their social norms and their social standards are.
Yeah. And the longer I'm here, the more I appreciate certain aspects of this culture. Like, order is good. Like, order allows for progress. It allows for businesses to thrive. It provides society with security. So I think what Germany has done and what German people have built here with the help of immigrants, because immigrants definitely helped build this country, is a really beautiful thing. So I appreciate it.
Going back to the Black Forest. So, you know, when I first hear Black Forest, what comes to my mind is the cake. I think that's something the Black Forest has exported to all over the world. Even in the Philippines, we have like Black Forest cake. It is really good. I really like it. Like a lot of like the grandmas, you know, this is a common thing that they prepare for you. Because my girlfriend's also German. So whenever I'm in the grandparents' place, like sometimes you get the Black Forest, which I really like. But what would you say is something else that's really special about?
Yeah, there's several things that I really love about the Black Forest, and especially around Freiburg. I come from a society, especially because I come from the city. I come from Edmonton. We drive everywhere. Like we're a very sedentary society. So we go from the house to the car, from the car to job, maybe to a restaurant. We're sitting a lot. We don't really move. But here in Freiburg, everyone's on their bicycle. It's very active. And everyone's in the mountains too. So on the weekends, you'll see lots of old people with their hiking sticks on their mountain bikes. And I'm like, whoa, this is great. I would never see old people doing this in Canada. But here you see lots of that. So I really love how sporty the people are. And I think that's a general thing for Germans, but I see it particularly here in the region. That you see all the old people with their hiking sticks. And I love that. One thing that's also really cool is the Inversionswetter. So sometimes in the valley down below in the cities, it's completely covered with a cloud and it's just dark. And if you just go above the clouds to the top of the mountain, it's sunny and warm and it's really, really cool. And maybe I'll send you a picture that you can post. And it's just really cool because you see from above, you can see this cloud that covers like an ocean and it covers the valley below. But where you are standing, it's just sunny and warm. It's really, really cool phenomena that happens here in the Black Forest. I really love stars. So in the summertime, like we create a little fire, we eat some marshmallows, and we just look up at the stars. So it's lots of really beautiful things, especially things around nature and physical activity that you can do.
You know, this walking in the forest is a very German thing. A lot of people do it on Sundays, like when everything's closed, you go to the forest. It's like the mall, right? You see families doing it and they just walk around. And it took me a while to really understand this phenomenon, but actually it's pretty cool. Like once you start getting in the vibe of it and you start doing it yourself.
It's healthy for your body and mind.
It is.
Like if I see my friends back in Canada, I don't think they'll ever listen to this podcast, but I'm like, come on guys, we could move a little bit more.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for you. Like you just get to see some things that you wouldn't expect to see because maybe it's not so picturesque that, you know, you'll find thousands of pictures of these forests on the internet, but when you're there, like the atmosphere is just different. I don't know. I've come to like this. We have this area here called the Eifel, which has a lot of forest as well. And every now and then I like going hiking there and beautiful. So I can really imagine, I'm trying to imagine like how much more beautiful that would be in the Black Forest because you have probably higher elevation, like even more, like maybe a denser forest, maybe some wildlife. Is there actually some wildlife
you can
see
there? I don't think so. Because I like to sleep in the forest, like in the middle of the forest. Sometimes I'll just get my sleeping bag and just lay down. And my students, they like, George, you're not afraid? I'm like, of what? Of a squirrel? Like, this is Germany. There's like, no, George, there's a wolf. Everyone talks about the wolf. Yeah, my friends, brothers, sisters, uncle saw a wolf. I'm like, yeah, it's a legend. I've never seen the wolf. So until I see it with my own eyes, I don't believe it. No. Squirrels, some deer, some goats. It's not Canada. No bears.
Oh, no bears. Well, that's good. That's reassuring. So when I visit, I know what to expect.
Exactly.
But yeah, one thing the Black Forest is very famous for also is all the Walt Disney cartoons were based on fairy tales that are based in the Black Forest, right? Have you actually experienced anything for you that's like fairy tale-like or magical during your time?
Yeah, no, for me, like I mentioned earlier, like, because I love to just go camping or, and there's like certain places where I'll be able to link some pictures to that, where we just set up the tent and you have an incredible view of the entire valley below. And you can see as far to the other side where it's France, because we're also on the border with France. And on the French side, there's also a mountain range called in German Vogesen. So it's really, really cool to how far you can see, and just having a fire, looking up at the stars, and you're like, man, this is what life is about. This is what life is about. Because in the cities, you see a lot of man-made objects around you, right? You hear the noise of the cars and the Straßenbahn, and you have the buildings. Everything is man-made. Like you, and there's also light pollution. So you're not really able to see that far up. And in nature, like you actually feel like closer to like the essence of what this life is all about. So that to me is enough of a reason to be here.
Does it feel though sometimes that it's too quiet or does it feel kind of like lonely? I mean, pre-COVID, right? COVID, like everywhere is lonely, but like, does it feel sometimes that, you know, pre-COVID that it's a bit
absolutely
lonely?
Absolutely. I'm a very social person. I love making friends. I love meeting up with people. And that's not always so easy. And even if I can meet up with people, like they're not always going to understand my experience of life. So we can have certain conversations, but there will be limits to how deep we can get on certain topics, right? Like you and I, we can relate on lots of things because as a Filipino, there's certain things that you talk about. I'm like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because I grew up with a lot of Filipinos, right? So I come from a very, very multicultural environment in Canada. So of course, there's days where I feel lonely. Where it's like, huh, yeah, I wish I had more friends down here.
Yeah, I'm bound to visit you one of these days. That's for sure. Just your description of the Black Forest makes me want to visit. But yeah, like for someone like me who's never been there, are there like specific areas? Because from what I know, the Black Forest is a big area. Is there like a specific place that, you know, first timers should definitely visit?
Yeah, so there's one of the mountains is called Schauinsland, and you can take the gondola from Freiburg. You can take it all the way to the top. So that's really nice. There's a restaurant there with really good Black Forest cake, lots of hiking trails, mountain bike trails. It's a really, really cool area. That's my favorite place. Besides that, there's a waterfall called Totnau Waterfall, which I really, really like. And this is not too far away from Schauinsland, so if you can do that all on a day trip. Another thing that I really like, and this is actually not in the Black Forest, it's actually maybe 20 kilometers outside of Freiburg, going in the direction of France. It's called Kaiserstuhl. And what I really like about it, if you look at pictures, it looks like Spain. It's a very Mediterranean climate, and it's just wine fields. It's really, really cool. And it was an old volcano. So I don't even know like how long ago it was a volcano, but it's just a really cool part of Germany because you go into the Kaiserstuhl and you're like, am I still in Germany? You feel like you've just been transported to the Mediterranean. So that's really, really cool, but it's right outside of the Black Forest. So I'm kind of cheating with that tip.
Yeah, but seriously, like I really want to go now. You have the Mediterranean, you have the forest, you have the mountains, you have a waterfall.
There's lakes as well, Titisee, Schluchsee, that you can go swimming, you can do lots of different things as well.
Do you have to have a car down there, or is it easy to get around with public transportation?
Yeah, public transportation is pretty good. So I don't have a car. And I live in a village, which is in Canada would be impossible. There's no way you can live in a village without a car in Canada. Whereas here in Germany, you have the infrastructure with the trains, with the buses. It's, Germany's really great for that. I can complain about Deutsche Bahn and say, why are you always late? But at least you come.
At least there's a railroad.
Eventually you'll come. So thank you, Deutsche Bahn.
Is there any specific season that's like the best to visit?
There's something in every season, but what I really love winter, but that's because I'm Canadian. I really love winter. Last winter, I built an igloo in the forest with one of my students, a really big igloo. And don't tell anyone, but we had an igloo party with 12 people inside of our igloo.
Wow, that's a big igloo.
Yeah, it was a huge igloo. It took us like 9 hours working, but also with machines because he lives in the forest, so he has all the big machines. And yeah, then we had like a big igloo party in the middle of the pandemic.
I've never actually seen an actual igloo, so I might want to come in the winter.
I'll send you a picture, and I also have a little video of that igloo that we built. And I think this year we'll probably build another one.
Wow.
And then we also built a big slide going down the mountain so that we could go with tubes. And then we're just sliding down the mountain with these big tires, like the tubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So for me, I'm very big fan of winter as a Canadian. The summer, what I like about the summer is in the valley, it gets extremely hot. So Freiburg in the summers can get to like 38, 40 degrees. It's too hot for me. But if I go up the mountain, it's like 10 degrees lower. So it's just really nice. Like, oh, I can't deal with this heat. Just go up the mountain and you have much better weather at the top.
Sounds unreal to me. Any tips you'd give to, you know, anyone who's living maybe in a bigger city and wants to kind of explore what it's like living kind of in a rural-ish area?
I would definitely recommend it to people. Like, I cannot imagine myself living in a city again, especially after this pandemic and just seeing how people live in cities and their little flats and they're not allowed to leave or really move around except to go to the grocery store. Like in the village, I have a really big garden. We grow our vegetables and we have fruits and fruit trees, cherry trees, pear trees. Like, it's just a really, really nice and calm life without the stress and the fear of being surrounded by like millions of Germans. So I would recommend that to people. Hey, you know, consider it. I would also recommend living close enough to the city where you can find friends. Because in the countryside, it's not going to be as easy to make friends. And that social aspect, I realize that it's lacking in my life. So that's one of the advantages of Germany, that even if you're in the countryside, you're still pretty close to a city. You're always going to be relatively close to a city.
That's true. That's true.
If you're less than 30 kilometers away from a city, but outside of it, I think that's a pretty ideal situation here in Germany. And just make sure that you introduce yourself to the neighbors or else they're going to be like, who is this guy? No, go and say hi. And then everyone will just be more relaxed.
Okay. That's a good tip. Yeah. Jorge, thanks so much for coming onto the show. It's been really nice, really great insight about your life in the Black Forest. You know, I met Jorge previously because I was actually a guest in his podcast. So maybe Jorge, you can kind of introduce to my listeners what your podcast is all about and you know, your side hustle. Or no, that's actually your main hustle.
Well, I'm a teacher. Like, I'm a business English teacher. So I work with different companies around Germany and I help Germans feel more comfortable with the English language as they deal with international clients. But on top of that, I also started the podcast as a way to help my students develop their listening skills. And what is important for me is to give him the opportunity to listen to different types of accents.
Right.
Because in Germany, you have this called Hochdeutsch, but in English, that doesn't really exist. There is no academy that determines this is the way to speak the English language. There's lots of variations of the English language around the world. And for my students, listening to me is too easy now. So I told them, no, I need you guys to listen to other different accents. So I interview people like you from the Philippines, someone from South Africa, you know, Sean as well, Americans, Sneha from India. So I try to find people from around the world to have conversations with so that my students and other English learners can practice their listening skills. And every episode comes with a vocabulary list, comprehension questions, so that they can practice their English in a fun, interactive way.
Which I think is perfect because here in Germany, a lot of the English content is dubbed. So, I mean, for them listening, the content that they get listening is a lot less than, you know, what you'd get in normal TV or in other countries. But yeah, I mean, that's wonderful. Jorge, again, thank you so much for being my guest.
No, it was really fun. Thank you for the questions, and thank you that you invited me to be on the podcast.
We'll definitely hang out in your village sometime soon. Maybe build an igloo.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And if anyone else has questions about the Black Forest, they can definitely reach out to me. You can connect with me on Instagram or check out my website, thecanadian.com, with a hyphen after the...
Yeah, I'll leave all the links in the description so the listeners can check it out easier. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Pop Your Cultural Cherry. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. To be updated with our latest episodes, don't forget to give us a like and a follow on our Facebook page and our Instagram account.